Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Zayin, the night after the Chanukah Masiba with my Talmidim from Netiv Aryeh. So that's why I'm hoarse. I sit outside in a beautiful, actually slightly chilly night in Eretz Yisrael by the beautiful Neiros Chanukah that light up against the dark sky. Our topic, Bezras Hashem, from Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, is whether a person can go out in a Rishus HaRabim with a handkerchief in a permissible manner. This begins in our sugya on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, because the Gemara says that even if we do not consider all of Bnei Yisrael the sons of kings, says the Gemara right before the Mishnah Yotzin Bebeit HaTarnagol, and for that reason only Bnei Malachim would be able to go out with bells on their clothing, because for them it's a tachshit. Nevertheless, says Rava, that everybody agrees that if there is an object which is attached to the beged, Rava Amar Barig B'Ksusa V'Divrei HaKol, that if it's attached, it will be permissible. This is discussed in Shulchan Aruch about taking certain things that would normally be taken in one's pocket and attached to the beged, that at time, according to some, is permissible. Let's take a look at Simon Shin Aleph Sif Chaf Gimel. Habonim Yotzim Bizogim, those are Pamonim Ketanim, Harugim Lem B'Ksusam. Children are allowed to go out with bells that are attached and woven into their clothing. Avolim Ein Harugim Lo, we paskin like the opinion of Rava. The Mishnah Brura adds on that the prohibition of Arugim versus non-arugim, in other words, that if it is arug, then it's acceptable, but if it's not arug, it's not acceptable, applies in the following way. Says the Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Pei, Vafilu heim kshurim laksus, even if they're tied to the garment, that's not enough. It's not enough to simply tie something to a garment and then be allowed to carry it. So, if a person wants to carry a handkerchief, once upon a time when tissues weren't as common, this is one of the generation gaps that I have with my father's Shlita, is that my father still uses a handkerchief to blow his nose. Our modern generation, where tissues were easy to produce, most people would not think of using a handkerchief. So in the old generation, that was very common. My father maybe well always walks around with a handkerchief in his pocket, and therefore on Shabbos, it's actually a significant adjustment where he cannot take a handkerchief with him, and says the Mishnah Brura, he cannot tie it to his garment as well. Now it's important to note that the reason one cannot tie it to the garment is not because that, according to this opinion of the Mishnah Brura, that it would be considered carrying, but rather the Chayshin and Doma Mifsik Me'aksus, we're afraid it's going to become separated from the garment, and then he'll come to carry it. However, if the object is woven into the garment, so now we have the possibility of it being permissible. However, the Rama comments based on that Gos Maimini. V'lo mahani had mechuber laksus rak b'davar shedarko lios mechuber sham. The only thing that's permissible to attach is what's normal for it to be attached to a beged. Avom chivar sham davar she'ein darko b'kach osur. But if they attach something that is not normal to be attached to the garment, that would be prohibited. Mishnah Brura explains in Sifkatan Pei Beis that it's gzeira on mechuber ato einu mechuber, that if people are going to see, he goes out with a handkerchief attached, if it's not normal for them to attach, so then in such a case, they'll think before long you could go out with a handkerchief. The Mishnah Brura then raises another possibility of why it's aser. He says, the Tshuvas HaRashba brought down the Beis Yosef, says the reason why it's prohibited is because it's considered a masui. It never becomes batel to the beged. And therefore, what we have at play is not only an Iser Darabanan, according to the second opinion of Mishnah Brura, but rather an Iser Daraisa. The next part of the Ramah about garments that are attached, we haven't gotten to the bottom line as far as handkerchiefs or a decorative cloth in one's breast pocket, suit, breast pocket, whose proper term I've forgotten since I've come to Israel. But first, the Rama actually brings up a case that, for many of us, has, I would imagine, a very painful association. Va'osin igulim yirukim, and those round green circles, Shegazru Amalchus shall call Yehudi Yisa Echad Mehem B'Ksusa, that the Gentile governments decreed that the Jews wear in their clothing, Mutter Latzeis Behem. It's permissible to wear, of course, it was followed not by the green circle, but the yellow Jewish star the Nazis forced us to wear. Mutter Latzeis Behem Afilu Eina Tafer B'Ksusa Rak Mechuber Sham Ksas, as long as it's a little bit attached, one is allowed to wear them. And here the Rama concludes. One is allowed to go out with a handkerchief that is used to wipe one's nose, if it is attached to the garment. So we see that the Rama allows one to go out with a handkerchief that's used to blow one's nose if it's attached to the garment. For that matter, then, the cloth that is added to the breast pocket and a suit, which often matches the tie, might fall into that category as well. However, the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Pei Dalid begins to analyze whether this heter of the Ramah still applies today. Here he echoes the problem of the Rajba, and that is, if at the end of the day, this garment or this kerchief is not bata legabe beged, then that will be a problem. And he writes, and even though it's neither a garment nor it's an adornment, one could argue possibly the matching cloth in the suit to the tie might be different. The handkerchief is also not considered a burden. It was normal for them to tie it into the garment. And for that reason, it becomes batel to the rest of the beged. There are poskim that say that for this reason, since it's normal to have extra buttons sewn into a suit, so then it would not be carrying to walk out with a suit that has extra buttons on the inside. Now, says the Mishneh Berurah, fiza bizmanenu, she'ein derech lios ha'pachalti tafer me'abeged, lo batel hu legabe beged va'asur. If it's not normal, so then it's not batel to the beged, and therefore asur. For that reason, what would emerge is that if it's not normal for people to tie a handkerchief to their garment, it could very well be an isur daraisa to walk out with that handkerchief sewn into the garment. The Mishneh Berurah does quote a lenient opinion as well. He quotes a Taz, skipping a line in Sifkat and Peidal, V'yesha Kasu. Some say, V'fisha Paichel to Dover Shein Choshuv, Batu Lugabe Exus. Even if it's not normal, since it's not the dominant part of the garment, it becomes Batu to the rest of the garment. Ramesha Feinstein, in his Chuvas Arachayim Chelik Gimel Simen Memches, adds that even according to this opinion, the lenient opinion, that would only apply if someone would use the handkerchief when it's still tied to the garment. However, if you need to take it off, let's say it's attached by safety pins as well, according to the Mishneh Berurah in early places, if the safety pins are a double stitch, just like a double stitch by sewing, it was put through and through with the safety pin as well, will be considered attached. Nevertheless, if the only way one would use it is by taking off the handkerchief, it would be a problem. So bottom line, for a person to attach a handkerchief, if they're simply going to take it off to use, according to all deos, even the Taz, would be problematic. According to the first day in the Mishneh Berurah, it would be problematic even if one would leave it attached the whole Shabbos, if it's not normal for people to attach the handkerchief. Therefore, the cloth that adorns the suit that some people put in the breast pocket that often matches the tie, if it would be attached to the beged, it would seem to me it would not be a problem because it's normal for a person to go out like that, and therefore, even according to the first opinion of the Mishneh Berurah, it would be acceptable. The Tshuvas Ar Letzion from Rabbi Tzion Abishol in Chelik Beis Perichov Gimel Tshuva Vav adds that today he thinks even if you leave the beged attached to the handkerchief, and a person would only use the handkerchief when attached to the beged, the taz would not apply, because the taz was talking in those days when it was common to have a handkerchief which was batel to the beged. Today, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And for that reason, even according to the taz, the Or LeZion argued it would be problematic. Of course, if one was using the handkerchief that matches the tie in the breast pocket as an adornment, with, if it's not attached to the suit, that would be an Isur D'Oraisa L'Chura to walk out with. And we're only talking about where it was made, like some are made, that is attached to the beged. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Samach Zayin. And Be'ezer Hashem, we now go on to Perek Klal Gadol, probably the most important Perek in Masechet Shabbos.